Lawsuit, Joe Biden's DOJ withholding 400 pages of Biden family business documents about Ukraine, China, Russia deals. By Wendell Hasebo on January 3, 2023. President Joe Biden's Department of Justice is withholding 400 pages of documents about the inner workings of the Biden family business in Russia, Ukraine, and China, Colorado lawyer Kevin Evans alleged in a lawsuit. Evans is suing the DOJ to force the agency to reveal 400 pages of documents that would reveal some of the inner workings of Hunter and James Biden's foreign business dealings in China, Russia, and Ukraine, the Daily Mail reported. Joe Biden's DOJ has prevented the disclosure of the documents by pretending they do not exist. Evans demanded the documents under the Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, but the DOJ has failed to provide the documents, triggering a lawsuit in March. As a FOIA expert, Evans specifically asked that the DOJ hand over documents pertaining to any relationship, communication, gifts, and/or remuneration in any form between Hunter, James, and the foreign countries. Evans explained that the DOJ will fight the lawsuit, even though it has appeared to admit the documents exist. I'm quite confident that they will move for summary judgment on the privacy exemptions under FOIA in an effort to avoid having to produce these documents, he said. But I don't think they should in this instance, particularly when they've disclosed and put on the record that potentially responsive documents exist, Evans continued. The problem is, FOIA has become a toothless vehicle. Courts do not comply with the spirit of the law. They're more inclined to bend over backwards to accept the government's position rather than force disclosure. Financial documents confirm the Biden family business collected money from Russian, Ukrainian, and Chinese business partners while Joe Biden held elected office. Hunter earned tens of millions of dollars from foreign business deals for which Hunter offered no real work, according to Breitbart News's senior contributor Peter Schweitzer. What we know is that the Biden family has benefited from commercial deals overseas to the tune of tens of millions of dollars. That's not in dispute. That's based on the so-called suspicious activity reports that the Treasury Department has released because a U.S. Senate committee asked for it, Schweitzer stated. Representative James Comer, RKY, the top Republican on the House Oversight Committee, told Breitbart News in November suspicious bank records have alerted Republicans to alleged violations by the Biden family business. U.S. banks have flagged over 150 suspicious financial transactions from Hunter and James Biden. The wire transfers included large amounts of money tripped for further review by American banks. The focus is on day one are those bank violations and those bank records, said Comer. We have some bank statements in hand, and we believe that suspicious activity reports, which are bank violations when the bank notifies the federal government that we're pretty confident that our client has committed a crime, Hunter Biden and Jim Biden have at least 150 of those. And I've said this before, and I come from a strong banking background. I don't think there's anyone in the history of the United States that's had that many suspicious activity reports. Hunter is under currently investigation by the GOP-controlled House for 9 alleged violations, including financial violations. Since 2018, Hunter has also reportedly been under investigation by the DOJ for potential tax and gun violations. It should be noted the DOJ has reportedly delayed its final decision on whether to charge Hunter for alleged tax and gun-related violations. People familiar with the matter told the Wall Street Journal in October that Hunter's drug abuse could be a scapegoat the defense could successfully use to defend the president's son against potential charges. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.